Welcome back to Racing Pulse, and we're continuing to look ahead to the big meeting in Queensland on Saturday. It is the Fred Best Classic. It's a win and you're in for the Stradbroke. I'm not sure if our next guest, if he wins, will head to the Stradbroke with the Odyssey, who has got an enviable record up there. Kelly Schreeder, one of the leading trainers, joins us. How are you, Kelly?
Good morning, Michael.
You've been making a few headlines with your mate Rob Heathcote up there in recent weeks, and it's been interesting following the discussion about racing in Queensland. Heading into your carnival, you've been outspoken. Are you happy with the reaction? Do you think it's going to cause change?
I think so. I can sort of already see that, and we've got a meeting with Keurig on Monday. So no, it's heading pretty positive. I don't want to be too critical, but it's been pretty positive.
Oh, well, that is good to hear that there is some dialogue coming out of it. Tell us about the Odyssey and the Fred Best Classic. Out to 1,350, with Steph Thornton on board, who is absolutely slaying them of late. What are you thinking, despite an awkward draw on Saturday?
Yeah, look, 1,350, you know, at our outer limits. If you want to be running it, you want to be doing it at Doomben. You know, just to look at him, you'd think he's a 1,000 metre, 1,100 metre horse, but he's had 8 wins and 6 of them been over 1,200. So, got an awkward draw. You would think he'd roll to the front. We'd like to ride him behind one day. That's how he used to ride his father. But when you draw out wide, it doesn't really give you that option. You've got to press the button or go right back to last, you know. So we'll press the button early. We got caught a bit unaware the other day. We got the speed map wrong. We were surprised that Garibaldi drove up inside us. So I thought his last run was pretty good. Well, probably I think his last run was his best run, and I thought it was a pretty good field. It steps up again tomorrow too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Garibaldi's in the race again. It's drawn the pole. So how do you see the speed map for the Odyssey on Saturday?
Yeah, look, I would think the way it unfolded the other day, I don't think Garibaldi will drive up because he didn't seem to finish off. So I would think that Tony would ride him off the speed. Yeah, there's a couple down low, some ready babes got speed, but you would think he would idle over. I have him leading, but you know, as I say, the other day I got it wrong and probably get it wrong again tomorrow.
Can he beat Dawn Passage?
Oh, look, I don't think he's the only one. You know, you've got Hightail, I reckon.
Yep. He's out, so there's some good news for you there. Hightail I've just scratched because it's already in the Stradbroke.
See if you can get Exhilarate out too. I thought its run was super the other day. So, they're well-performed horses, but I prefer if they weren't in it.
Well, it'll be fascinating to see that. You've got a good team heading to Doomben on Saturday outside of the Odyssey. Who are you most looking forward to?
Oh, look, I've got Spurcraft. We've had him for a little period of time. He came down prior to the zones reopening, and I'll tell you, look, he's up where it hurts. It's a good quality race. But he's got really good form, that old horse. But he's got to step up tomorrow sort of thing. So pretty happy with him going into the race.
All right, so is Spurcraft and the Odyssey the two we should be backing on Saturday?
Oh, you know, you can't be overconfident, especially going to the 1,350 and it's the first run from the other horse, but I'd be able to come each way over.
Good on you, Kelly. Good luck on Saturday, mate.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Kelly Schreeder, the trainer of the Odyssey, Steph Thornton, goes around the Fred Best Classic. And with that news that Hightail has come out, and we may see the withdrawal of Exhilarates, it all depends on whether it gets a start in the Stradbroke. The market now has the Odyssey into $9.50, so still a nice each-way price as well. Time now to speak to the man that finds us all the winners, and he's been tipping long-price winners week after week. He did it again last week.